Good program management is key to any agency's success. Now, the Government Accountability Office has taken a look at how the Defense Department manages programs to improve situational awareness in space. Christina Chaplin is GAO's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues, and she joins us now with that report and maybe what your agency can learn from DOD. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's start with what is situational awareness in space, anyhow?
Situational awareness in space is basically knowing what's out there, why it's there, where did it come from, where it's going. And basically I'm talking about tens of thousands of objects ranging to the very small to larger objects that tend to be remnants of old blown-up satellites or even more natural phenomena like solar flares and other phenomena that are a threat to our space assets.
So in other words, we're not talking about like China's satellites, but just stuff and junk in space that could affect our satellites.
To some degree, it's knowing where other assets are in space, and even if there's a potential for accidental collisions, or even if there's, you know, some kind of threat posed by these other satellites. So it is also knowing where other satellites and spacecraft are.
Okay, so your report says that DOD has really increased its investment and planned investments in situational awareness for space. And the acquisitions haven't paid off. So what did you find in looking at this?
You know, prior to this recent surge of investments, the concern was DOD hadn't been investing enough. They spend an awful lot of money in developing new satellites. A new constellation can cost anywhere between $5 billion and $20 billion. And it's very important to protect them because they provide very vital functions for our military, intelligence operations, and other government operations. And the concern is has been not just even enough investment, but not enough assets out there to carry out this important mission of space situational awareness. Now we found there is more money going into these programs, which is a good thing. But a lot of them are still challenged by some of the basic issues we see across all weapon systems, things like starting programs with immature technologies, having unstable or just very high expectations in terms of requirements that can't be easily achieved. And for this particular set of systems, there's also a lot of issues concerning security and data integration, because you have so many assets out there involved in this mission, and it's important to bring them all together and have them operate seamlessly. But because they belong to so many different organizations and even other countries, it's a very difficult challenge.
Satellites that are already out there and satellites that DOD plans to launch, you said they cost a lot of billions each time they launch one. Those are the assets that have the capabilities aboard to be able to see what's going on around them and download that data. Is that basically the model we're talking about?
Few have that capability. Most of those satellites are carrying out other functions, such as missile warning. Most of the systems that are involved in the space situational awareness mission, are actually ground-based radars, ground-based processing systems. But there are some satellites that do the looking out there for defense.
So a lot of the investment in situational awareness then takes place on the ground, trying to make sense of the telemetry that's coming from up in space?
Right. Basically, you have radars that act as sort of a fence or a tripwire. So when objects cross that tripwire, the radars can see them. And then other systems, such as optical telescopes, can help the Defense Department characterize those objects and figure out what their mission is or what their capabilities are or purpose and potential threats.
So it sounds like the problems that are plaguing this situational awareness investment are really IT problems, and we find the same issues with almost everything in IT that the federal government tries.
They're very similar to the problems GAO has identified across the board with IT. And yes, many of these systems are IT assets. One of the ones that we believe is the highest risk system is the IT system that they're going to develop to do all the data processing and collision analysis called the Joint Space Operations Center Missions system. And it's a very important system, but it faces enormous IT challenges, mostly because of the sheer challenge of its mission in terms of having to detect and characterize so many objects and determine potentials for accidents or collisions, and to be able to disseminate that information in a safe and secure manner.
Christina Chaplin is GAO's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing and Management Issues. What are your top recommendations for DOD to get this whole program under control?
Our recommendations are very similar to ones we make with all space programs, to kind of follow the basics of good program management, and that means holding off on making major commitments until technologies are understood, making sure requirements are achievable and stable, and resourcing these programs adequately. We have concerns not just about money, but also having key technical people on the ground to do these programs.
Is this one of those cases where they keep heaping on new requirements because it would be nice to do, and then pretty soon the software development just gets out of control?
In a way, but I think in this case the requirements are almost have to do. The challenge for space situational awareness is growing. There's 60% more objects out there than there were just a few years ago. So the requirement is real. It's a very real challenge, and it's out there. And getting systems to meet those challenges are very difficult. So it's very, very important that you scope these requirements, that you can achieve them in increments rather than all one big bang, and you make sure that each increment in and of itself is achievable and that it gets good oversight.
And just finally, if the situational awareness systems was able to say, hey, this thing is going to bang into that thing up there in space, can DOD do anything about it or just be aware ahead of time?
I think DOD already does things about it. It works with industry to notify them, for example, if there's a problem with a commercial satellite and where it may be headed, and then the industry itself can take measures to redirect their own satellites. The same thing with defense and its own satellites. Defense works very closely with NASA for the International Space Station, and you regularly hear on the news like a piece of debris may be headed for the station. The station will take certain measures to avoid that or to protect itself against that. So all of that is done on a very real-time basis, and a lot of credit goes to DOD and the space community for avoiding a lot of problems to date.
All right. Christina Chaplin, rather, is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues of GAO. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.